Bugger. Warren Huntley is with us to preview. How are things, Warren?
Very good, thanks, Darts.
Nine races. What are your thoughts on today's meeting?
Well, I'm surprised we haven't got 10. That's a bit of a turn up for a Monday.
Well, exactly. It's a light Monday, isn't it, really?
A typically challenging Monday meeting, Nards. I think that there's a bit of value throughout the program, and certainly earlier in the day, I'm factoring my thoughts around horses that I think can get into that right spot as Sammy outlined when there's that fresh ground nearer the inside.
I suppose it's one of those difficult jurisdictions to really follow and do the form, because you are dealing with a total different horse pool, and the fact that you do get those border hoppers as well. Look, it's not an easy task doing the form for these programs.
Yeah, the Wagga, the Narromine, and the Corowa form can sometimes be difficult to factor in, although a lot of the horses do cross a bit, so at least then you get an idea of how they line up. I mean, you can use data and sectionals, etc., to try and see how it stacks up, but lining them up against each other is certainly the best way.
Exactly. All right, well, let's have a look at the program. The first race is, this is a three-year-old maiden over 1,100, and he can take out number nine. We've got number three, Branksome Chines, who is one of Darren Weir's horses' first starter. It's at 3.10 and does get the blinkers on for its debut run. We're down to 3.90 for the five, Dominant Witness, 5.54 Retorno, and then you're down to number 10, Stravira, one of Henry Dwyer's, who's at $2.50. So this might be an okay race here. We've got some handy stables with horses lining up.
Oh, I think good form through the maidens that Dominant Witness and Retorno competed in most recently, but the market at this stage is telling me I might be wrong. I'm keen on the Darren Weir train debutant, Branksome Chines. Thought just on a month ago, the trial at St Arnold was terrific. Jump outs have been good, and I think can cross from that barrier draw and at least get even, if not leading, be outside the lead. And I was keen on it. I've been waiting for it to debut. I'm going with three Branksome Chimes ahead of Stravira, who's had two runs and has also trialled at that meeting at St Arnold, the set of trials there. Ran slower time, but did trial well there the same day that Branksome Chimes trialled. Six, Retorno, ran very well behind a highly regarded horse from the Besutton and Young stable first up. Could only be fitter with that run. I just wonder where he'll get to from that inside draw, if he might end up three pairs back on the inside. And five, Dominant Witness. The debut run was good, was just plain late last start, but it developed into a bit of a dash home, and there will be some good form to come through that race at Sale. 3.10, 6.5.
So we go 3.10, 6.5 in race one. The second event is over 1,550 metres. As far as changes in this, you can take out the five along with number 14. And the market, we've got number one, Saplane, who is at $7.50, who was placed first up. We're down to Harada Fury, who's at $9. Western Port, who's a $6 chance. Then you've got the six, Ballistic Lass, who of course is prepared by Matty Ellerton and Simon Zara, who's had the two runs this time in. It's the favourite, $4.60. Blaze of Glory at $6. Heart of Class at $6.50. Lady Elect is a $4.80 chance. So this looks like there's a few chances, and we might see some significant market changes here, Warren.
It wouldn't shock me, Nards. It's not a race I've got a lot of confidence in, but I think Western Port's capable of taking advantage of that inside draw, stepping up slightly in distance from what I'm hoping was a strong maiden at Racing.com Park Pakenham last start. I'm going to go with four, Western Port, ahead of 10, Lady Elect. Got a few things wrong early in the race on debut, but then got into a bit of a rhythm and battled on quite well. Senior rider and inside draw just might settle better today and give her a chance of running out the slightly longer trip. I think Harada Fury was well beaten, but behind a smart import from the Weir stable at Warrnambool last start. A Ballistic Lass, you referenced the two runs she's had back this preparation, and I think this is the weakest maiden she's contested this prep. It's about time for her to stand up. 4.10, 3.6.
So we go 4.10, 3.6. We go over to race three. This is over 1,400 metres, and he can take out 1, 2, 5, 11, 12, 17... and 18. We've got number 4, a Big Baloo at 10. He's a Jolly Swagman at 8. $5 there for Shivaji. Also, Haunted Stream is at $5. $6.50 for Ivanka's Fire. And then you're down to Courageousness, who's at $3.80. It's the favourite.
Happy to play Shivaji each way here, Nards. Number 8 was just that bit slowly away and on the back foot from the start last time, and then held up at a crucial stage. Not hard to mount a case that Shivaji could have even won and been out of maiden grade with better luck last start. You can get each way odds. I think Shivaji is a bit of value at that price. Ahead of 9, Haunted Stream. Comes through a modest maiden first up, but again, just strung up back near the inside and then worked home a K along the inside when she got clear. 14 Courageousness is probably looking for this step up in distance now. Had three runs back for the Hayes Debony Yard. Certainly a winning chance, but I think a little bit under the odds. And 15 Fox Anne. I've seen a bit from this Darren Weir train runner at jump outs, etc., and the races have been okay, maybe just getting fitter and up in distances, what she's looking for. I do think she's got talent. 8, 9, 14, 15.
8, 9, 14 and 15. We've got a race 4. This is a benchmark 70 over 1,400. Now, number 2 has come out here, Sahara Chill. Our market's got number 1, Gentleman Max, who's a short price favourite at 2.20, who comes off a last start win and is backing up in the 7 days. You've got Willie White Sox at 3.40. Smooth Danish at 6.50. 8.50 for Tracy's Daisy.
And that was the Forbes Cup that Gentleman Max won, coming back slightly in distance, but seems to be versatile and did jump in distance to get to that 1,600 metres. Very comfortable with the sting out of the ground. 61.5 kilos, but Brooke Sweeney can take a couple off. And I'm going to go with him. I certainly think Sahara Chill would have been right in the race if it was running, but I'm going with Gentleman Max now with a scratching of number 2. 4, Willie White Sox has been consistent around provincial New South Wales and is strong late, certainly another one who can get through the ground. 6, Tracy's Daisy, got the momentum and got the maiden out of the way last start. That's the race that Shivaji was unlucky in, so we'll get a handle on that form in the previous race. And Geranda Falls, he's an older galloper now, but he loves the sting out of the ground. He loves bowling around on the speed at Wodonga, and he might get an uncontested lead here. 1, 4, 6, 7.
1, 4, 6 and 7 in race 4. Now we go to race 5, and here you can take out runners 5, 6, 11, and also number 12. And we've got an odds-on favourite here in the form of number 1, who is Living Large at $1.75. So Living Large is a dominant favourite. Does get a heap of gear changes and has had some 2 months off between runs. This previously prepared Tony McAvoy trained galloper having its first start for the new stable. We've got Unruly Student at $6 for What Girls Want. And then you've got Butler at $6.50. So by the looks of those changes, he's had a fair few issues, Living Large.
He's been a headstrong galloper, and he can even over-race at times in longer races. So, look, the tempo of the 1,200 metres might well suit him. The gear changes and the claim, I couldn't take that price about him. And I think maybe with the winkers going on, What Girls Want might be able to just control the race from somewhere near the speed and at least give a sight. Ahead of Living Large, who's, as the handicapper says, probably the most talented galloper in the race, gets the claim, first run for a new stable with those raft of gear changes. 3, Unruly Students, well graded in a 58. Just would have liked to see him going a little bit better at his last couple of starts, but his previous two were good enough to be winning this race. And 9, Butler, another one who might be able to get somewhere near the speed, maybe outside the leader from that outside draw, and was pretty good first up. 7-1-3-9.
7-1-3-9. This is Winners on RSN 927. It's 10:30, and we're up to race 6 now at Wodonga with Warren Huntley. This is the first leg of the quaddy. And in this 58 over 1,200, you can take out the 6, and the market sees number 1. Have a Party at 7.50. A Ton of Courage at 7.50. Hot Hansel at 6. Make Mine Brandy at $3.20 the fave. Cosmic Rush at 7.50. And then you've got Yorkie Way, who's a $7 chance.
I don't think they run races like this around the Murray River without Make Mine Brandy in them nuts. I think she's actually permanently inked into the fields before they come out. She's backing up from her run last week on a really heavy track at Swan Hill. And gee, I might be splitting hairs, but just held up marginally nearer the inside late in the race. And gee, she was brave when she did pick up and make ground nearer the inside and strong to the line. Must have had another good week. And as I said, they really run races here without her. She doesn't win out of turn, but gee, I think she gets a good chance today. 5, Make Mine Brandy. Have a Party was good, breaking his maiden last start. This is a step up largely in grade to the 58 here. A Ton of Courage, maybe things just didn't work out over the border last start, but the rain-affected ground and around this track is a good scenario for A Ton of Courage, number 2. And 3, Hot Hansel. There looks to be reasonable speed in this race, and Hot Hansel will be off that speed and strong late. 5, 1, 2, 3.
So we go 5, 1, 2, and 3 in race 6. We look at race 7. This is the Wodonga Gold Cup over 1,400. You can take out 6, 14, 15, and also number 17. And the main ones here are number 4, Baby Zara, 5.50. The 5, Dakota, is at 8.50. We've got Just Stella at 4.60. Queensland is at 3.50, the favourite, and all the others are at longer odds.
Queensland, an interesting runner, first run for the Weir stable, and will get out over further. 1,400 metres, a suitable kick-off point. And in what looked like a fast enough jump out, was making some ground back in the field vision that I've seen of Queensland most recently. I'm going to go with 5, Dakota. I thought was a terrific run after covering ground, second up, and almost ran 1,400 metres on that occasion. I don't think stepping up in distance or suit gets the claim for Lockie King, who knows the horse well, being apprenticed to Daryl Deegan. I'm going to go with 5, Dakota. Ahead of four, Baby Zara, who got the win on the board again last start, can ride the speed. I think probably get across from that barrier draw. Might have to do a lot of early work to get there. 11, Just Stella, may be one of the more talented horses in the race, but she's going to need a little bit of luck ducking and weaving through the field, particularly from that draw, but she should be strong late. And I'm including Queenslander, certainly a watch on the market closer to the race for the horse having its first run for the Darren Weir stable. 5, 4, 11 and 13.
5, 4, 11 and 13. I do apologise. It's only advertising Eskimo Joe will be at the Wodonga Gold Cup.
And I'm sure you'll be there, Nard.
Of course, of course. Don't mind Eskimo Joe. We'll go over to race number 8 and he can take out 4, 11, 17 and 18. We've got number 1, Red Ticker, who's at 2.40. Yeesa at 8.50. Then you're down to Kerbaz at 9. Obscurity is at $5.50.
I think Red Ticker's the one to beat. Now, it's short enough. Want a little bit of insurance in the quaddy. Trim-up leg for me, putting 3 in this leg. But I think Red Ticker has been going well in the stronger grade, the benchmark 64s and 70s. And that's generally a good guide when you're dropping back to the 58s and particularly when you can get a claim. 1, ahead of 3, Yeesa, who may have had excuses last start. I think she's going better than her form card suggests and certainly well-graded here. 8, Mystany. I thought it was a good run last start. Gets the blinkers on here. I think she's the other one and at a bit of odds might be able to put some value into the quaddie if she's able to win. And 12, Obscurity, just seems to run well in this grade or even stronger grade, a bit like Rainfast. Whatever sort of grade you put her in, she seems to run well, but she doesn't win out of turn. 1, 3, 8 and 12.
1, 3, 8 and 12. And then we go to the last event, which of course is race number 9. And here you can take out runners 2, 3 and also the 10. We've got number 1, Michello at 5.50. Harrison at 7, 5.50 for Farja, $3 for Maitre de Jure, who is the favourite, and then you're down to Shandara, who's at $4.60.
Maitre de Jure and Shandara come through the same race at Racing.com Park last starter. I could mount a case to say that Shandara was unlucky there, just held up at a crucial stage. There wasn't a lot between them when they crossed the line, but after incurring that loss in momentum, I thought Shandara did a good job to pick up. I'm going to go with her, 11 ahead of 7, Maitre de Jure. There's probably not going to be much between them wherever they finish. They're both hard and fit now and coming through the same form line where there wasn't much between them there. Marcello, weighted as the best horse in the race and again gets the claim for Rebecca Prest, which brings him in pretty well in this class of race. And 5, Farjar was good breaking his maiden for the Darren Weir stable last start. Lightly raced galloper, certainly up in distance quickly to break his maiden. Looks like staying his caper gets a slightly tougher race here. 11, 7, 1 and 5.
11, 7, 1, 5. And what's your best roughy quaddy in your play of the day?
I'm going with Branksome Chimes in the first, Nards. I'd like to see some trimming up for the Darren Weir stable when we get closer to the race. But, gee, I think it's trialled well to make the debut here. Race 1, number 3. I think there's value about race 7, number 5, Dakota. And for the quaddy, first leg 1, 2, 3 and 5. Loading up the second leg with numbers 4, 5, 8, 11 and 13. Just numbers 1, 3 and 8 in the third leg. And home with numbers 1, 5, 7 and 11. And I'm going to play trifectas and first fours in the first race with my top four selections, numbers 3, 5, 6 and 10 as the play of the day.
Great, Warren. We'll talk tomorrow. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Dan.